Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day Saturday show. It is October 17th. How about viewer? Not viewer. We don't have any viewers. We have listeners. Let's go to the listener email today. Boy, I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of correspondence on social media. Man, it's beautiful. I love it. You know what I hate? I hate being average. And you do too, right? Nobody wants to be average, yet so many times we play it safe. And that's why I'll read the email I got from a listener named Julie out on the left coast in LA. Listen to the show. Like the other 3 million downloads throughout the year. Think about that, man. Think about that for a second. Ex-stuttering, college dropout, corporate slave, quits his job, launches a podcast, gets 3 million downloads a year. That's stupid, right? I mean, it should never happen. Just sitting in the Midwest, raising a family, kind of playing it safe, though. And you're like, Sam, you're playing it safe? If you're playing it safe, what am I doing? I don't know. That's my question to you. What are you doing? So let me read this email, because I think it pertains to almost every single person that listens to this show. And let's talk about it. And if you got any content for me for the show that you want to hear, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. It's the best place to get a hold of me. Emails, maybe. I skim, scroll, scram. I have another person read the emails as well. Delete the stuff that doesn't matter. Keep the stuff that does. So if you don't want it to be filtered at all, it goes right to me, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Okay? But feel free. Send me an email. Especially, had a lot of great coaching applicants come in as well. If you're interested in working together one-on-one, send me an email. sam@everydayissaturday.com. Now, make sure you put coaching in the subject line, because it will not be passed off to anybody, will not be filtered, deleted, sent to spam, anything like that. sam@everydayissaturday.com. If you want to build your own brand, if you want to become a speaker, maybe a podcaster like myself, you want to host your own live events, you just want to get your message out there, not die with the music still in you, email me and put coaching in the subject line, and you'll get a reply within 48 hours, my promise to you, okay? So, this one's from Julie from LA. Sam, I applaud your boldness. I've seen a shift in your message over the past 2 weeks, specifically in the email that you sent out mentioning your faith. I have a question. I'm afraid to step out that boldly, not in my faith, but just in my business, because I'm the person who would hold on to one negative blog comment or email and not read the other 99. Can you help with this and get me over the hump? Julie. Thanks, Julie. Great. Hey, who hasn't had that in their mind? I don't have that anymore, but I used to, okay? I used to. For example, I tell people, even though I tell people, hey, love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Give me the 1-star rating. Give me the 5-star rating. Just don't give me a 3-star rating, because you know what that is? That's average. That's in the middle. It's like, well, he's not good. He's not bad. I want Sam, you suck, or Sam, I love you. I don't want anywhere in between. All right? Just put that in the review. Put your name, too. Don't be a keyboard cowboy. Everybody's afraid. This is another thing, Julie. It should tell you a lot about blog comments that you get from people that want to remain anonymous, you know? They put some screwy avatar in there. It's not their photo. They don't leave their real name. Everybody should just leave their Twitter handle, their email address, put their own picture in there. And why would you hide from your comments? Own it, man. Own it. That's why you give no energy, Julie, to the one negative comment. And I don't call them haters. I don't really think there's – I just don't think people hate. I just don't. I don't think they do. You can't hate somebody over a blog post. You can't hate somebody over a podcast. Now, if it was something really deranged, of course, I'm not talking about fringes here, all right, far left, far right fringes. I'm talking about just generally speaking, nobody hates me because of my podcast, regardless. I mean, I don't even put enough stuff out there for people to hate me. Now, conversely, I don't think people are falling in love with me either. You know, it's just like this guy either inspires, motivates, empowers me, gives me some good ideas, or he doesn't. And there's not going to be 3 million people downloading this podcast every year who don't want to download it. Does that make sense? I mean, they listen once, they get it, maybe a few times, and they tune out. If they want to leave a negative review on the way out the door, that is awesome. That helps the show. It helps them get it off their chest. This is what most people need, Julie. People want to be significant. So if they're leaving a negative comment on your blog post or sending you a negative email, that is not a reflection on you. It just, they don't even know you. It's a reflection on themselves. They're mad at themselves for the decisions that they've made in their life that didn't work out. And you've decided to be a little bit more bold. You've decided to add, you know, whatever your value is out there. And they never did that. They played small. So they're pushing that back on you. And trust me when I tell you, you're not the only negative comment that they've put. They probably got 100 of them a day. They're keyboard cowboys, like I talk about. I mean, they're probably out there pecking away at the keyboard in between sitting in their cubicle. And they're just mad at the world, man. And nobody's listening to them in real life. Like, nobody's going to go grab a cup of coffee with them because they're too negative. So they're going to go on your blog post, post negative comments about you in hopes that you'll at least reply, give them some sort of significance. Because if you don't reply, what's that mean? That means like it's everything else going on in their regular life. You're not giving them the time of day. But don't give that energy, man. Let me tell you, we've all been there. We've all read 99 great comments about something we posted, and then you get one negative comment, and what do? We forget the 99, and we zero in on the one. Don't do that. Don't be the one out of 99. And definitely don't be the one out of 99 poster out there, the sniper, unless you're going to back it up with who you are. Like, I'll get into a little bit of a Twitter war with somebody, but they know who I am. They know where I'm at. They see me, you know. They know how to get a hold of me. It's not like I'm hiding behind some fake name, fake avatar out there. And, for example, the email I shared last week, and I talked about it yesterday on the show, about sharing my faith more in my business and understanding, it's no secret, all right? I mean, the Bible is the personal development book of Tony Robbins, of Jim Rohn, of Zig Ziglar, and every other personal development speaker out there. Every single thing they say can be traced back to the Bible. And, oh, by the way, me too. We're all copying the Bible. And the personal development quotes that are in there, every single one, you can trace them back. There's not an original thought out there. This is kind of a spoiler alert. I don't know if you're just starting in your personal development journey, but there's nothing Tony Robbins talking about out there that's brand new. There's nothing Tim Ferriss is talking about or Zig or Jim Rohn talked about. But Zig and Jim, and I think Tony as well, to his credit, this isn't a Tony bash. I always use these guys as examples, okay, because their household names in this industry, so people know who they are. They resonate with them. They've been able to take a message rooted in the Bible, and I don't know if you want to call spin it or package it, whatever you want to say, into their vernacular, build a brand around it. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because you're getting God's word out there to people. Now, if you want to take all the credit for it, that's kind of a problem. Like saying, you know, money isn't the root of all, for the love of money is the root of all evil. That's my quote, Sam Crowley. I made that up. Man, not so much. 2 Timothy, probably an older version of that, okay? But I have no problem with God's word being planted out there is for seeds for everybody to kind of harvest. I have no problem with that. I, Sam Crowley, just me speaking, I love the polarizing effect the past 7 to 10 days have had on my email list and my podcast and my brand, because now you got people talking. Now you're rattling some cages, Julie. You know what I'm talking about? And you as well, listening to this podcast. Rattle some cages. Don't play it safe in the middle. I'm not saying to be offensive. Don't go out there being mean-spirited towards anybody. And understand when you put, God, I hate to call it controversial stuff out there, but I think anything now could almost be construed as controversial, don't you think, in today's day and age? So you're going to get the hate mail back. Remember, there's no haters out there. Take away the fringes. You're not marketing to the fringes anyway. If they happen to find your message, that's their problem. But most people don't hate. They don't have hate in their heart. They just hate the decisions that they've made in their life. So they're going to leave you a 1 or 2 star review on your podcast. They're going to leave a negative comment on your blog. They're going to dislike, oh my God, my Facebook post. Don't give any of that meaning. None of it even matters. We're not on this earth for a Facebook post, for people to like it, dislike it. We're on this earth to have significance, purpose, live with passion. Me, Sam Crowley speaking, live with God's will, all right, how he wants me to live. Does that mean perfect? Hey, Sam, you're perfect. You walk on water? Come on, man, what are you talking about? I've sinned more than you'll ever think about sinning, and I've been forgiven. That's the good news. The good news is I've been forgiven, and I'm pretty cool with that. There's nothing anybody can say to me on the internet because the internet's a joke, okay? It's keyboard cowboys out there saying stuff they would never say to somebody in person, and then they run. And that's it. So you can never take stuff on the internet that's said to you in a negative way seriously. You just can't do that because most people would never say those things in person because then they'd have to stand there and actually engage in a conversation, which scares the living crap out of most people. Okay? So, Julie, here's my thought for you. Get out there, and this for you as well, listening to today's show, rattle some cages. Just being bold and standing up and not acquiescing to what the public wants you to think, say, speak, do. Not doing that will be bold, okay? That will be a breath of fresh air. Be true to who you are. And if that's not what most people think, say, do, that's okay. You can never say the wrong thing to the right audience. I mean, my email list is now down to 1,100 emails, all right, from 39,000. Can I tell you how excited that makes me? I've got two more emails to go out to my list, and that's it. I'm deleting the rest. I'm probably going to delete over 37,000 emails from my list because why? They're not engaging with the content. They're not clicking to stay on my list. That tells me they're not the right audience. And here's another one that I mentioned yesterday, Julie. The people that are going to blast you online are never going to become a customer. Never. They would have never become a customer, so why are you giving them any energy? All right. I'm not saying they don't matter as people. I'm sure they matter to somebody, their mom, their dad, their sister, brother, cousin, whoever that is. But in your business, you're a for-profit business. Why would you give them any energy whatsoever? Because they're not giving you any money. Hey, Sam, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Sam. I need to pay you to be relevant. No, Einstein. Here's what I'm saying. All right. Listen. Don't let this go above your head too much, okay? If you're going to show up on my for-profit platform and blast me, that is great. You have the right to do that, and most of the time, I probably earned it. So do it. But don't be offended if I don't read the email, read the review, reply to the email, reply to the review or the Facebook post or the tweet, because you weren't ever in my target market anyway. Somehow you ended up on my page. And that's okay. You're allowed to. It's the internet. You can find me a million different ways out there. But I don't need to engage is my point. Because the reason why I'm shaving my email list down from 39,000 to 900 or 1,100 is because those are the people who have raised their hand and said, Sam, I want to continue to engage and be part of your Every Day is Saturday community. That's it. All right. And most of them are customers too, which is great. So here's my point. So would somebody walk into Starbucks? I hate Starbucks coffee. You suck. Okay. You give them any energy? No. Why? Because they're not a paying customer. You suck. Okay. Have a good day. Thanks for stopping in at Starbucks. What? I don't know. This all seems so elementary to me, but I was in that same place Julie was 10, 12 years ago where I'm like, hey, who do you think you are talking to me like that? I'm just a dad and I'm trying to build a community here. Why do you think? Now, love the show? Let me know. Hate the show? Let me know. No such thing as a bad review, man. And Julie, that's what you got. People, at least you're waking people up. Are you with me? Woo! Good stuff going on. Hey, if you want to remain on my email list or just become a part of it for the very first time, you can download the free audio, The Power of a Dream. Go to have you seen the new website? Everydayisaturday.com. Have you seen it? Check it out. Go to everydayisaturday.com, put your name and email in, and you'll be there. You'll be part of the community. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. And boy, we are building something. Make sure you're in Atlanta. If you're anywhere near Atlanta, October 26th, 27th, 28th, samcrowley.live, samcrowley.live. Get there. I don't care what you got to do to get there. Just get to Atlanta, samcrowley.live. I would love to meet you, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.